In a moment, we'll talk to the Chief Executive of the North Coast Area Health Service, but first to Joanne McKeough, who is from the New South Wales Nurses Association. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hearing from the nurses at the Coffs Harbour Emergency Department just then was a real concern. Can you confirm that nurses are being stretched?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We wouldn't have been out there if that wasn't the case. We don't go out there willy-nilly and try and raise this with the community if we are not very seriously concerned.
Why not lodge a workload process claim?
Well, I'm sure the Chief Executive will speak to this, but yes, there is a reasonable workloads clause in the award, and yes, there is a provision for a committee, largely, very largely, in the North Coast. Those committees serve for no other reason than to put the whole issue on hold, and we have yet to see an outcome, a positive outcome, from one of these committees in a timely manner. I suppose second to that, the Area Health Service has its own process of dealing with a workloads issue. That is not the process of the association. The process from the association is that a workloads issue goes to a committee and is dealt with, in fact, in 6 weeks. Now, if you were to have a look at workloads issues around the North Coast Area Health Service, you would find that no issue is ever dealt with in what is a timely manner. And in this case, we simply did not have the time and therefore chose to have an occupational health and safety inspection.
How long has the emergency department been under this sort of pressure?
We first became aware of this issue, reaching crisis point in October, and the General Secretary and myself then met with the local management, and from that, an occupational health and safety inspection was decided upon purely on the basis that the reasonable workloads process on the North Coast is a joke.
And what did that occupational health and safety inspection reveal?
It made a recommendation for increased staffing. It also made a recommendation about the more timely dealing with mental health patients that, as my member quite rightly says, had been sitting in inappropriate conditions in those emergency departments. And Coffs Harbour is the example on the table today. But you know, you will find that happens up and down the coast.
So what do you believe would alleviate the stress on emergency staff at the hospital?
The immediate stressor for this is that there are 4 people on the night shift. The most urgent of these issues, and there are many, however, the most urgent is that there be an additional person on the night shift. 4 people to deal with the volume of people that they see is highly inappropriate. And secondly, that the clinical initiatives nurse not be constantly used to staff those procedure rooms, because they actually do not have dedicated staffing. They are being used for something that they were never intended to be used for. So they're the most urgent issues on the table at the moment.
Joanne, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Joanne McKeough from the New South Wales Nurses Association. It is 17 to 9 on ABC Mid-North Coast. Chris Crawford is the Chief Executive of the North Coast Area Health Service. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Kavya.
Have you heard firsthand about these issues at Coffs Harbour?
I have heard some issues, but what we need to do is have a comprehensive look at it, and that's why we have a process that's been agreed between the New South Wales Department of Health and the Nurses Association to have these reasonable nursing workload claims submitted so that evidence can be put forward and it can be evaluated.
Well, we heard
the General Secretary and I reached agreement about a week ago that this could be done in a 3-week period, and that during that time we would put in good faith a fifth nurse on the night shift, so that we could keep stability in that time. Rather than getting on and putting in the submission, the Nurses Association have decided to go into campaign mode. Now, that does suggest to me, while they can quote anecdotes, which we've heard already on the program today, they may not have the comprehensive evidence that's needed to actually show that they do need these extra staff.
But what sort of evidence do you require? Are admissions being put into chairs at Coffs Harbour because of the bed shortage?
To comprehensive evidence means We look at the number of presentations, we look at the acuity, that is the sickness of those presentations, we look at the timing when they occur, we look at what other staffing is available in the emergency department, such as medical staffing, and then we compare that to similar facilities and we see if, in terms of that comparison, the Coffs Harbour facility is understaffed compared to others. And we have acted on a number of occasions, unlike what Joanne has said, to increase staffing and in response to these claims over a period of some years now. And when they come up and they're done properly, they're evaluated and extra staffing is put on. And that certainly happened, for example, not far from Coffs in Grafton, but in Coffs itself. And I might add that without any reasonable nursing workloads claim being put in, we have agreed to put two nurse practitioners into the emergency department in the last few months, one specialing in aged care for our older patients and another one in acute care. And those two positions will augment the staffing in the emergency department.
We heard from Joanne McHugh from the New South Wales Nurses Association when I queried as to why they hadn't lodged one of those official workload process claims with the North Coast Area Health Service. And she said, well, look, she said in terms of the evidence that they have, they're not getting evidence that these claims are being processed in a timely and effective fashion.
Well, what I'm saying is that's what their claim is, but I don't agree with that claim. They always don't get what they want out of these claims because when we evaluate them against other similar hospitals, it doesn't always suggest that extra staffing is required. They took us to the Industrial Commission on one, and in fact, when we produced the evidence and the commissioner was looking as though he was going to come down in our favour, they actually withdrew their claim and launched into an industrial campaign instead.
What's the situation, Mr Crawford, with mental health patients in the emergency department and how they're being treated?
What I have done recently in the last 2 months is to say the mental health patients from the Kempsey District Hospital should be referred not to Coffs Harbour but to Port Macquarie Base Hospital to take some pressure off the emergency department at Coffs Harbour Base Hospital. But I might add that this occupational health and safety review they talk about has been done by one of the Nurses Association own staff. It wasn't any independent review. And what we're saying is you've got to have an independent situation so that you can have a submission go in with evidence and that can be evaluated.
And will you now go and get an independent occupational health and safety review?
What we're going to do is use the process that has been laid down, which is the reasonable nursing workloads process. The General Secretary and I agreed that they would put in a submission. I'm waiting for them to do that. I've acted in good faith. I've put the extra nurse on the night shift so that we can have stability while the submission is being considered. I said to him we would do that within a period of 3 weeks, including the time taken for them to put in their submission. If it backs up their claim that extra nurse is needed, then that nurse will continue on the night shift. And if it doesn't, the nurse will be discontinued.
Mr Crawford,
we have put that nurse on in good faith while they're off launching industrial campaign rather than putting in their reasonable nursing workloads claim.
Mr Crawford, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Katia.